Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 433, and the first of 2019. I am Chris. As always, joined by Tony.
We've been doing this for like 97 years now.
Dude.
Is this the ninth year? This might be the ninth year.
400 and some goddamn episodes. We're like the Sopranos. Stacked on top of the shield, stacked on top of the fucking Walking Dead with some cheese on top.
We've jumped the shark like four times already.
Yeah. We're way past. Like, yeah. So, Tony is here as well.
I ruined it. I ruined the intro.
And, again. Jeff is here.
Oh.
It is just the three of us. Pete is working, and
I fired him
again.
Jeff fired him, and we will be adding someone. He'll be on next week, though.
I fired him,
and Jeff also fired him. So
he pre-fired him though, so it didn't really take.
We didn't tell him, but. I figure this one will be a short one, just kind of like a catch-up episode of what we've been playing over the last.
Cause there's games.
Yeah, we haven't been together to talk about games, and actually it's been 3 weeks since we actually sat down to talk about new stuff or stuff that, like, you know, catch-up stuff on what we've been playing because of the Game of the Year episodes. But yeah, so what have you guys been playing?
Game. We've been playing games.
Playing games. Great episode. All right. We'll see y'all next week.
All right. The thanks end. For coming, guys. I really appreciate it. Rate and sub it on iTunes. And
Jeff, do you have somewhere to be?
God. Review it 5 stars.
Just hitting this pet podcast right off at the beginning.
Just no,
call it right here.
Jeff's been drinking since like 6 o'clock. So
6 a.m. Right?
It's a lot of.
He's been drinking for 14 hours or something.
This is true. In fact,
I'm drinking a Yard's Poor Richard Spruce Ale.
Ooh.
It tastes like a tree.
It sounds improper.
I'm drinking Desolation Imperial Porter. Ale brewed with rye barrel aged coffee.
I'm drinking Antihero because that's what I am.
I think I'd rather have Tony's beer right now than the one I'm drinking.
My beer's pretty awesome, I gotta say.
I mean, I don't know what Antihero is. Yeah, so.
It's an IPA.
Wow. So
is it even an IPA or is it just a pale ale?
We lost Jeff. He died.
Jeff ran away.
Yeah, so games.
Games are nice.
It's been a while. Have you been playing anything over the break?
So I have put a lot of time into Battlefield 5.
Okay.
Because I really wanted to get through the Overture chapter.
Okay. So can you explain what the Overture is?
So basically, Overture is like one of the chapters of what the guys at DICE are like putting together in terms of like the seasons of Battlefield.
Okay.
It would probably Overture would be a season, and then it was divided into like I think it was 4 different chapters.
Okay.
Or sub chapters. I don't know. I think Overture is technically the chapter, but there were 4 weeks of it, and each week you had a bunch of different goals to achieve, and those goals got you XP to rank up, and the overall goal was to get to rank 20 in Overture, and everything you did in Battlefield, all the XP that you got for playing, contributed to, you know, raising this rank.
Okay.
But of course you could also play with the chapter goals, and that would get you more XP. And at the farther you ranked up, you'd unlock assignments, and you could do those assignments to get even more XP. That would get you closer.
Nice.
To rank 20. And of course they give you lots of rewards for leveling up. I unlocked a ton of skins, for like every weapon I own, and like there's a really cool skin for the Tiger One, which is like white striped, and like it's just a bunch of really cool things that you unlock for playing through it. If you get all the way up to level 20, you get this set of gear for your guy called the Dead Man's Hand. Mm-hmm. Which is like a gas mask and some really cool, like it's a cool looking outfit to wear. Nice. Obviously in the new age of games, you're not unlocking things that really affect play. It just makes you kind of look cooler.
Right. It's not like you're not getting new guns, just new looks for your guns.
Now getting through the individual like weeks and unlocking everything, there were some actual weapons you could unlock. Like I unlocked like a pistol and like a semi-automatic rifle that you can't unlock otherwise. As far as I know, or maybe I unlocked them earlier than I would have. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But I did unlock some weapons that I would not have otherwise. So I got like an AGM-42, which is a special kind of semi-automatic rifle. And then I unlocked a skin for it later on. So kind of get all the way up there.
Nice.
Yeah. So it was fun going through it there. It was a little bit buggy, as you would probably expect.
From Battlefield.
Yeah. Some of the challenges didn't unlock like the first time that I did them. Or you had to do them in a very specific way for them to unlock, even though you were doing what the challenge told you to do. So
even though it was like, you know, get 12 kills or whatever, like you had to do it in a certain way.
So there was one that was finish a grand operation.
Okay.
And the first I played through a grand operation and I won and it didn't unlock. Apparently it only unlocks if you're the attacker in the grand operation. Doesn't say that when you're playing. And
is it as an attacker, but you have to win too, or
you have to win, yes. Okay. But it was hilarious because you only have to win on the last level, the last battle. So I played through one whole grand operation as a defender and won every time. And then I loaded in to a grand operation and I was literally in the last match. And the team I was on had lost the two previous ones. And they won this one, and then it unlocked. So, yeah, a little bit of EA fishiness there, but it all worked out. I managed to get my way all the way up to level 20. So
nice.
Yeah, and I'm like level 42 in Battlefield. I'm like a major. I don't remember the last time I was this high ranked in a Battlefield game.
I mean, that's pretty high up.
Yeah.
So I'll be coming in like as like private dingbat or whatever, corporal or whatever. I don't think I'm a private anymore. I think I've ranked up enough there.
I think if you've hit level 10, you're not a private anymore.
Yeah.
So,
Jeff, you've been playing.
I've been playing a lot of things that were out last year.
Yeah.
I mean, it's basically everything, right? But I've been playing a little bit of Forza Horizon 4.
I saw your clips.
Were they clips? Were any of them? I remember I recorded one last night where I came in third, but I was like,
"You came in third." Oh. I'm like, "Why am I watching him come in third?"
The reason I thought it was cool because it was like one of those struggles near the end where you're like you went from like eighth to third, where it was like you're really fighting for it. I was like, you know what, that was a cool little fight. So like I recorded it. I love those games. I don't know, man. Like it's not anything really that different than 3. And probably like if it came down to it, I'd probably pick 3 over it because 3 has the Hot Wheels DLC. But I have yet to play like the DLC for this. But yeah, like
I actually think that just released, like
yeah.
I don't know. It's like some island or something.
Yeah, and I don't even know what the concept is behind it. But like to me, like the Hot Wheels DLC was so cool because like loop to loops and shit like that. To me, is like yeah. really neat. Like I just love it.
This just kind of looks like more Forza.
But Forza Horizon 4 is like again, so like if you like Horizon 3, you're gonna like it. It's awesome. And you know, it has that whole season thing, which is cool too. And I mean, I don't know what to say bad about it. It's just, yeah, it's more of like Horizon 3, but that game is already like a 9.5. You know what I mean? Like it's like it's just they're like perfect racing games. Like, and unbelievable amount of like actual licensed cars to unlock. And like if you're into racing games at all, even if you don't like sim racing games, because this is not that. Like if you're into arcade racing games, this is a series you need to be into. Like, and this one's another great one. Like, I love it, you know.
Yeah, I really like the change in seasons too.
Yeah.
Like
it plays a little different, you know?
Yeah. So it's kind of cool.
Other than that, I've been mostly playing a lot of Diablo 3. So not much interesting to say there, except I love the Crusader class. Like, I think that's a really cool one that I had seen before, because I did buy a DLC, but my friend played as him, like, when we played through it. So it was new to me. It's, like, on the Switch, new to me. So I was like, I'm playing Crusader. My girlfriend's playing Wizard, I think.
Okay.
Crusader is just, I think, really cool. Like a powerhouse almost, you know? Kind of like a magic powerhouse.
Ooh, magic like powerhouse.
I don't know. Like, he's like, you know, he feels kind of like a brute character, but he is like kind of, if you think about it, like mostly like shield and magic base type bullshit, you know? Anyways, I love him. I'm loving playing through that game again. It looks great on the Switch. Does not falter at all. I have not played it handheld at all. Just been playing it, you know, on TV with the girlfriend, and looks as good. Honestly, looks as good to me as the Xbox One version.
I mean, it's not really that surprising. The game is like six years old now, but yeah, it looks good. They've added some good content to it, so.
Other than that, I'm trying to think of anything else I might have played.
Nope.
Forza, and nothing. We'll say nothing.
Okay. Tony, you play anything else?
The other game that I played a lot of was Battle Brothers.
Okay.
Which I got in the Steam sale. It's a you run a mercenary company in like a medieval world.
Okay.
So you go out, you get hired to do stuff like patrol the road or take out this goblin stronghold, and people pay you money to do that, and you use that money to like hire a crew and like feed them and like buy gear and stuff. So it's a pretty simple premise. It ends up being a really, really cool strategy game. So you move around on the map, and then you end up in these battles, which are kind of like, they look like little chess sets, except for the fact it's like the most brutal chess you've ever seen in your life. Like you'll have this one guy with a sword behead this other pawn, and you'll see like the head fly off and blood will start spurting out. It's like the most horrible, beautiful chess you've ever seen. Your crew like fights and suffers like injuries and sorry, I'm in the middle of like a firefight here. I don't know what I'm doing. they'll get hurt. Like I have two guys in my crew who have lost eyes. So like they have trouble seeing at range, and they have like this like they wear like a patch when they go into battle.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a different version of XCOM, except I find it a bit more appealing.
Okay.
I think the you get a little more into the characters. Like, they have more of a backstory. Like, they're all like, this one is a thief who got chased out of town and was looking for and really needed a job so he didn't starve to death. And so he's in your company now. And you kind of like continue on his life story within your group instead of just like, you know, having to add the backstory on your own, which is kind of cool.
Right.
I don't know. I'm having a lot of fun with it. I've put about 35 hours into it. So my company has grown from like three guys to like 20. And like, I have this big roster of people who have died in the company. I feel like the guys who have been around forever tend to live. And then I'll put in a guy because he was, you know, complaining that he never got sent into battle. So it's like his first battle. And that guy will die every time. Like, poor guy should have ducked. Didn't know.
Whatever. Sounds like me trying to play Civ 6, which is another game I forgot I got on the Switch. But same thing. I die a lot.
Yeah. Terrible. Yeah, so basically those guys are Jeff. They die like Jeff would. Yeah, no, the game is pretty awesome. I highly recommend it if you can find it cheap.
Okay.
It's a nice little experience. Even if it's not cheap, honestly, it's just pretty good.
I could get behind that. I don't know. I've been playing a bunch of stuff. I played I started going through my Steam library, just going down.
Finally playing those games.
Yeah, like games that... It's like looking through this
30
stuff,
seconds like, of each game.
Well, I played through a pair of them, but it was weird because like some of these like I bought like 4 years ago, probably in a Steam sale, and I never touched it. So I played a pair of these games called Afterfall. One's called Afterfall Insanity, which evidently has a 360 port, and then there's a sequel that was supposed to be episodic, but then the company went out of business. And now neither of these games are actually, you can't go to their store page. Their store page doesn't exist. So you can't buy them on Steam anymore. But so I played through both of these. Afterfall Insanity is a really bad, like melee survival horror game. It's like kind of like Dead Space mixed with really bad melee combat, but like a goofy ass story that's a kind of Fallout-ish, like where like the world has gone to shit, so everybody has gone everybody that survived went into like this vault type thing, but now inside that vault people are starting to go crazy, and you end up escaping from it. And as you're going along, like some crazy nonsense happens. I put a clip up on Twitter of it. Like you end up, because I assume neither of you are ever going to play this game or anybody else for that matter, since you can't really buy it anywhere. You end up going through this town in Poland somewhere. And you find out it's all just a facade. Like all the storefronts, everything are just like, it's a really elaborate movie set.
Okay.
That's populated with actual crazy people chasing you. And you end up finally getting to this control room where they can control the weather. They can control like the night day cycle. The air quality, lightning, it's all nuts. And like, this guy is just like, he's like, oh my God, it's what is going on here? Like the fucking Truman Show. and you end up finally, like when you finish it, you end up actually, it seems like it may have all taken place in this dude's head, which I know Jeff hates those stories. Where he has like made this imaginary tale of where he was like this savior doctor.
Oh, you mean the whole thing I just watched was not a thing that happened.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. Like so.
Oh,
like
you, the guy was jerking off the whole time. Oh, that wasn't happening. His inner monologue about like whatever the fuck was going on, Jacob's ladder, etc. Fuck yeah. Yourself.
Something like that. Like, so you get to the end, and it's like you weren't this psychiatrist. You didn't save anybody. There was no girl that you were attempting to save. She's gone. Like, they never existed. And you're just like some crazed like guy that was living inside that that facade, that movie studio type thing.
Oh, you mean Kevin Spacey was telling a fucking lie the whole time?
Yep.
And he was actually a criminal who fucking molested little boys?
Yes.
Who could have guessed that all along?
I'm not sure.
Great trick. Double pulled.
So After Fallen Saturday kind of looks like garbage. it's not a good looking game. Then I played its sequel, Afterfall Reconquest, which has this really cool like black and white hand-drawn art style to it, and there's like a little bit of color every once in a while added in for like blood is red, so it like shows up in contrast to everything on the screen. It's not melee focused anymore. Now it's more of like a Gears of War type shooter, but you never take cover because there's no cover mechanics. It's just bad Gears of War. But this one only took a couple hours. You can't play either one anymore, though. So
it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Titles will not exist.
Kind of. Because that one's actually disappointing because it had a cool story to it. But it's episode one of who knows how many they were supposed to do. And now you can't play them anymore. Like, that kind of sucks. But at least now I have time played and achievements, so I can move on to whatever the next A game is, which happens to be Age of Empires 2 HD, but we're not going to talk about that right now. I also, so all the Steam sale, GOG also had a sale, and I picked up some stuff there. And one of the games I picked up, in the GOG sale was this game called Incubation, which is part of the Battle Isle series of games. I've never played them, but I played Incubation back years ago. It came out in like 97, I believe. And it's kind of like a XCOM, like where you're controlling, like, you have a squad of guys and you're making your way through a mission and you control all their actions and whether they shoot, whether they, you know, they put it as guard, but it's basically Overwatch. Like if anything comes in view of them, they'll take a shot at it. You have to monitor their, whether their weapons are overheating, because if they overheat, you can break them if you continue to try and shoot. But if an enemy's really close, and you could take that risk, and it's basically a dice roll to see whether your gun breaks or you kill the enemy. It's a fun game. It just took me like 2.5 hours to get it to operate on a Windows 10 machine. Back to like old school gaming. I don't know if Jeff, you've never really played PC games, but I'm sure Tony can relate to trying to get a PC game.
What do I need to update to make it to work?
Right.
I don't know.
I can relate to that. That's why I don't play them. I bought a PC. Like, what was that fucking like PC game back in the day with Bruce Willis in it? Like, it was like Hellscape or some bullshit. You guys know what I'm talking about?
No. I would know what you're talking about, but off the top of my head, no.
I will find it while we're talking about this. But anyways, like, it's like, oh, it doesn't fucking, you know, like, it doesn't work on your computer. I'll find it. Don't worry about it. Go ahead.
But yeah, so like 2.5 hours, I'm like reading through forums and on how to get this. And basically, I had to download, somebody modified like a sound DLL file. And I had to download their version and replace it in the actual game directory for it to load.
Oh my god.
It was some nutso nonsense. But yeah, now I could play this game from 1997. So and I've also been playing a bunch of TIE Fighter with an Xbox controller. And a keyboard, because you have to have a keyboard for a lot of the commands, the console commands, but you could totally fly a ship with an Xbox controller.
Ooh.
So that's kind of cool, because when I originally played that game, it was with a full-on joystick. But yeah, so gaming. And I've been continuing Assassin's Creed Origins, not Odyssey. That's still there. I want to finish Origins. The story is really good.
It is.
I really like the personal story that Bayek has. I think I'm getting close. There's only the crocodile left on my list. I don't know if it'll unlock like a third tier.
Maybe.
As well, but I feel I'm getting further into it. That setting is really cool with the pyramids and.
Yeah, I'm at a loss as to whether I should play the DLC that I have for the new one, or just go back to the previous one.
I don't know, that there are things about Odyssey that I like. More like it just seems like, not that traversal in Origins is slow, like it's certainly faster than Red Dead, but Odyssey just felt like really snappy.
Yeah, automatic go. Like you go, I love how you can just set someone on their track and then like it's over in a minute, as opposed to Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah, like
you have to hold down A to hear people talk.
Like, even when it's like. Oh, you have to travel from like Alexandria to Giza, and like on the your marker it says fucking... 4,000 meters or something like that, or it doesn't take that long. Like it might take you a few minutes, but it's never that long to get across the map.
And if you could just set it like and set your controller, which that game does let you do, as opposed to Red Dead, like Red Dead makes you hold that A button and pay attention and like guide it. Like it fucking sucks, dude.
back on the Red Dead hate train.
Also, I'm sorry, I just figured out the game I was thinking of was a game called Hell, a cyberpunk thriller that starred Dennis Hopper that I tried. That was a game I bought for my PC back in 1994, and my PC would not run it. And ever since then, I've never played a PC game because of that.
When you said Bruce Willis, I remember there being a Bruce Willis video game.
Wasn't there something?
I thought it was on the PlayStation.
Yes, there was. I was just trying to figure out, as I was trying to figure out the thing I was looking for, I did see something about a Bruce Willis PlayStation game. But yeah, the game that I bought was called Hell. I remember that. I was like, Hell, that looks awesome as shit. And I wanted to go play it, install it on our computer, and it was like, didn't work somehow. You know what I mean? Like, because that's how computer bullshit is. And ever since then, I was like, you know what? My Super Nintendo works, so fuck all that computer shit. And that's how I've ever been since.
And you've missed out on so many games because of it. Congratulations.
I got to play Diablo still, though.
And what's crazy? You probably would have hated it, Jeff. It was a point-and-click adventure game.
Yeah, I know. I just saw that. I was like, that's not what I thought that would be. I don't know what I thought it would be. I just thought, I was like, I was like a fucking 10-year-old kid. I was like, hell yeah.
I kind of want to play this game though.
Right? I kind of wanted to buy Night Trap. They released it on Switch. I was like, man. Like, I never played it, but I know what that genre is. It could be kind of like neat to revisit, but didn't do it. Like, give me it on sale for $1. I'm in.
Yeah, so. That's been about it. What was the last game you guys played in 2018?
Battlefield. I was actually playing Battlefield on New Year's Eve.
So like you rolled over?
That's right.
Last game I played in 2018.
Did you was it like you were playing Battlefield and the ball's dropping and Happy New Year.
It was like, the ball dropped. It's Happy New Year, everyone.
Like, yay. we had people over, so.
New Year's Eve is the one holiday where I'm like, screw this. I've had too many holidays. I can't do this anymore.
I can see that.
I honestly think, for me, it may have been Diablo 3. And it may have been Diablo 3 as well on the other side. I'm finding a lot of that. Anyways.
I think for me, so my wife bought me this like weird little Pac-Man handheld thing.
Yeah, I saw that.
It has three games on it. And one of them is this game. On the machine, it's called Pac-Panic. I looked it up. That's actually just the European name for Pac-Attack.
It's like a NES game, right?
Yeah, it's a Super Nintendo Tetris clone. So it's like falling block Pac-Man puzzle game. It's so weird, but it's kind of cool too. So I think that was the last game I played.
First off, like, what do you think of it?
The Pac-Attack or Pac-Panic. Yeah. It's pretty cool. Yeah. There's a puzzle mode. I mean, it's all puzzle. But there's like a free mode that's like basically Tetris, where blocks just fall and you have to line them up. And so it's not like Tetris in the fact that you get a shape of blocks. What you'll get is a combination of blocks or ghosts. And so you're trying to line the ghosts up so that when you get a Pac-Man, you can drop him down and he'll eat the ghosts, which will then drop more block. Like, it'll drop wherever he ate
blocks down,
which can then clear lines. So it's like an interesting take on Tetris. I don't think it replaces Tetris at all, but there's this puzzle mode where there's levels that are like, here's like a set of, here's like a preset problem. And we're going to give you like five drops. And can you figure it out in that long? So like they get progressively harder. So that's been fun. Problem with that little handheld thing is that it does not save games. So like you have to like write down a password or something.
Oh man.
So that you can go back to that level. Yeah. But it's a cool little handheld device. What was the, I mean, Tony already said, I think he ended and started the year with Battlefield. Jeff, what was the first game you ended up playing?
First game I ended up playing in 20... I think it really was Diablo again. It was Diablo across the board. Like, my gaming life has been like, My girlfriend has been very into Diablo. And so it's like, I have to do that. And then my dessert is I get to play like a half hour of Forza Horizon before I can't keep my eyes open anymore. And then that's been kind of like the routine.
Jeff's driving while asleep.
It sucks because like I really love that game. It's like I do like one race and then I'm driving through the fields. Hopefully I find a barn one day and find a new car.
You will. There are barn finds to come across. I started the year off with Final Fantasy on my phone.
Ooh.
I thought you were going to say like Super Mario, because I saw you did first game completed Super Mario Bros. I was like, all right, way to start over from the beginning, man.
Going to play every game there ever was from Mario on.
Well, Mario's a good game to start the year off with, but I actually had a bad run. I played it on January 1st. It wasn't the first game I played, but I did play it on January 1st, and I was just having a shit run. I could not get past 8-3 at all.
I suppose I can't get past 3-1.
I was cheating a bit and warping.
Oh no!
Wow.
I mean, it's not cheating.
So you weren't in practice because you skipped so much.
I guess I certainly did not have like because when you go, so when you have to do 1-1 and then from 1-2 you can skip to 4. But by then you don't have like you only have like 80 coins at that point. So you get your first extra life sometime in 4-1, and then by the end of 4-2, by the time you jump to level 8, like you're only at like 60 or 70 coins. And then the coins get really scarce in 8-1, 2, and 3. So you can't build up like a stockpile of lives. Also, once you get to 8-4, there are no, power-ups. So if you go in there as small Mario, you have to be perfect. But I was having trouble that first day of even making it into the castle. And I finally did it last night. I was like, all right, I'm going to try and do another run. And I made it through. So you would think that somebody that was able to beat Celeste could make it through fucking Mario Brothers, but I had some trouble. Yeah,
impossible.
Yeah. So it's looking like a good year for games. There's a lot coming out early this year too. Jeff, when's Resident Evil come out?
January 25th.
Oh, so that's just crazy day as it is. I think it's also when Kingdom Hearts comes out.
Doesn't matter. Resident Evil.
Kingdom Hearts 3, Jeff. It's a pretty big game.
I know, but Resident Evil.
I want them both. But yeah. Anthem, how would you? February?
February.
And so it's Crackdown, right?
Yep.
I just went through like installing it.
Yes, because you were going to buy Forza and you were going to buy Crackdown until someone spoke truth to you.
Well, like I literally said, like the right thing to do, and you're like, no, you should do the right thing to do, and I was like, you're right, I should do the right thing to do, and then I did the right thing to do, which was get Game Pass.
It's like if you're going to play any Microsoft exclusives, it makes zero sense not to have Game Pass.
I just my main thing was like, I wanted to buy Forza Horizon 4 at that price. Like, it seemed like a really great deal.
Mm-hmm.
Game Pass is awesome, but like, let's say you want to unsubscribe to it, like, and then I'm like,
why?
But then I was like, mostly I was just like, by the time you want to unsubscribe to that or whatever, you're not gonna care about that game. Like, it's not gonna matter, you know?
So, right. You pay your $10.
Yeah.
And then, honestly, by the time, like, if you were to unsubscribe and be like, I really want to play Horizon 4 again, by then it'll be $20.
So. Exactly. But on top of that, I didn't even pay, dude, I paid $1. So, I'm good with it.
Value with $1.
Yeah.
And now, install Edge on your computer and on your phone. And go get your free 400 points every day. And halfway through the month, you'll have enough points to get another month for free.
That sounds like so much work.
It's not.
It's like 5 minutes. It's
super easy.
It's like 5 minutes a day. It's really easy to do. And it's free. They're giving you it for free.
Right now I have 8,825 points just sitting there. I'm saving up for the 3 month.
It's crazy.
What's the 3 month one like?
It's 17.
That's not bad.
No. And normally, like once every 3 months it goes on sale.
Did either of you guys try that Blow game?
I did. I don't understand what that is.
I played it for like And that's like another, like, that, like, exemplified a problem for me, though. Like, all right, so I get the game for free, right? So then I try it for 10 seconds and I'm like, I don't like it. And I just, like, well, fuck that game. Because I did not get it right away. I didn't, like, the game doesn't tell you controls or anything. Like,
no.
It's one of those really artsy games where it's like, you're supposed to know that the A button is this, you know, like,
right.
That's for those games.
And it's just like, if I had bought that game though, I would have like learned it and beat it. And because I got it for free, I was like, no, that's not my thing. I like a game that had been like, it's been anticipated for years. I remember being like really excited for that game. I played it for literally 2 minutes. I was like, don't give a shit. Don't like it.
I played it for a half hour
and
came to the same conclusion.
Yeah.
Also, like, I mean, I think the art style is really cool. I think the music's really cool, but
I have no idea what the fuck it is. He's very small. I want to see what the character looks like on the screen.
Yeah, he's like an ant.
Anyways,
but the setting, like the world that they have, like looks really
neat.
Cool.
Yeah.
Because you have Game Pass, I would try Ashen.
Yeah, I saw that in there. I watched a review of that after you had talked about it, and I was like, I don't think anyone could do it. Dark Souls is good as Dark Souls, but I guess since I could play it for free, I should try it.
And you like that type of combat. And
yeah, absolutely.
Progression. So this is more like, it's less like
terrible.
Well, it's less you know, evil. That dark evil world, right? Like this dark place that you're exploring. Like you'll get a quest log, and it'll kind of point you in the direction it wants you to go. But there's also other things you can do in the game. So, I just am not a fan of that type of deliberate combat. But
you should. You must join the dark side.
I've tried multiple times, and every time like Dark Souls 2 or 3 comes up on sale, I'm like, I should get that. I'm like, I don't like those games. What's wrong with me?
Nothing.
You just want to, like, you probably done it right. Like, oh, that's $5. That was a big game. I should buy it on Steam.
Totally. You can't stop yourself from doing that. Yeah. And then you're like, oh, I hate this.
Yeah. It's like, why did I buy this game?
Did I forget that I hate this?
But yeah, that Battle Brothers game looks pretty cool.
Yeah, no, that game is, I'd been staring at it for like a year and a half. I'm like, I'm going to buy this when I see it on sale. When I see it on sale, I'm going to get it. And I did, and I don't regret it at all.
What was the sale price?
I want to say it was like 15.
Okay. It's back up to 30 because the sale's over, but
yeah,
it's nice.
Yeah, 15 was a good price considering I've put like 30 hours into the game already.
Yeah, that is pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, next week we will do our most anticipated games of 2019. Pete will be back, as will hopefully be able to introduce our new co-host. So,
Bob.
Bob.
His name is Bob.
Yes.
Until next week, when we give him his perfectly sane name.
Yes.
In the ceremony.
It won't be Bob. We'll come up with something flashier than that. Like maybe another Muppet name.
Kermit.
Sure. Kermit will join us next week. Yeah. And I don't think we'll have anything new, because I don't think any new games are coming out between now and then. Although some remakes are coming out next Friday.
Let's play some Rocket
League. Tales of Vesperia.
Is that next week?
Next week.
And then at the end of that, it's New Super Mario Brothers Deluxe or U Deluxe or whatever.
which I need to play.
You should definitely play that.
And that's the complete package too. It's a
with the Luigi stuff.
Yeah, it has the new Luigi U stuff in there.
I should probably just buy it.
Is it $60?
Yes, unfortunately.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's disappointing.
It is, because like
that should be a $40 game.
It should be, like, because it's easier to swallow there, because like I bought the original game at $60. Now, what, like 6 years later, it's $60 again?
Yeah, it's
for like $60 again. No upgrade, really. Like, I guess I get the Luigi DLC.
Yeah, but they also sold that. Like, you could buy a combo pack of that on the Wii U for like $30.
So yeah, come on now, you're not doing goddamn shit with it. So,
but it is a. I think that's the best new Super Mario Brothers game.
It is, in my opinion, as well. Like, by far. Like, yeah. I like it more than the first DS one.
Yeah. Yes. Very much so.
It's like a hard thing to sell people on. Like, and honestly, like, and for me, too, in a way, it's like, I don't love the art style of those games. Like, but I think that is the best of those games.
I think that one looks particularly good, though.
That one looks good. I like that one a lot. Like, I think that one is the best levels, the Van Gogh shit and all that. Like,
yeah.
But it's just, like, that whole line of those Mario games I'm not, like, super in love with. But if you're going to do one of those, that's the best one, in my opinion.
Yeah, they chose the right one to port, so. We'll be talking about that in a while.
Play it, Tony. I want. If Tony plays it, I will buy it.
What?
That doesn't make.
Why? Sense,
but okay.
I think one of my resolutions for this new year is to play some of the games that I bought that I haven't played yet.
That's a good resolution.
I have this big pile of games. Like, here's what is it? Shadow of the Tomb Raider and
you should play that. Yes.
Kingdom Come Deliverance and Valkyria Chronicles 4. Like, I have this big pile of games.
Yeah, you should play some of them.
No Man's Sky.
Tomb Raider is pretty decent. Keep me busy for like a week.
And I just got up to level 20 in Battlefield, so I think I could take a break and play something else for a little while.
Yeah.
Be allowed. Yeah,
do it.
Well, while Tony takes a break from Battlefield to tell us about all of the best games that he didn't play last year, Jeff will continue to play Rocket League and Diablo.
Yeah. Fucking rad as fuck if it's 2014.
Yeah. Very much so. And I'll continue to play games from 1995.
God. Yeah, I'm totally going to play games from 2018.
That's just one day I will get hell running on my PC. We'll see.
I did try to look for it. I could not find it.
Dude, I had like
a downloadable version. So.
Yeah, you know, in the 90s, like, it was like this big-ass box. It sat myself for years. I would just stare at it going like, that's why I can't play PC games. Like, I bought that one and it didn't work.
It's like, can't play it ever again.
And like, and I was looking at it, like, and I kept looking at it, like, and it was like, you know, like, this big stars in it. And I was like, oh man, you know, like FMV shit. Like, I'm never going to be a part of that world. You know, like, it's just, that game meant a lot. I hated it. I wanted to play, I will never play PC games because of it.
You should have just bought a 3DO and played it there.
That's right.
Yeah.
Would have changed everything.
I mean, I guess in 1994 when that game came out, you probably weren't equipped to go buy a $600 game console that only had like four games on it.
I knew this guy, like a pretty good friend of mine, like, you know, a while back, who like, I guess, you know, he was rich enough, his parents had the money for, like, that 3DO, and that, like, he'd just talk about how cool it was that he had that. I guess, man. It's insane, but...
I mean, it's cool that he had it. It's
yeah.
not cool that it had no games.
Yeah. But I mean, at the time, it had to be like, oh my God. Like,
I'm sure.
So amazing. So much better.
I would. Wow. And actually, the 3DO version of Hell was a better game.
One day I'll play it.
One day.
One day.
When you finally get that 3DO.
Yeah.
Wonder how much a 3DO costs now.
Yeah, I have no idea. What does it say?
Shopping. Oh, $600. Still fucking expensive. Yeah. So it's still not a cost effective. still not an easy thing to go and buy and play. They do have one. Mm-hmm. It's $290 on eBay. So, if you're down with that, I'm not down with paying $300 for a 25-year-old console, though.
Why not?
That seems a little excessive, even for me. I bought some dumb shit. All right. So we'll be back next week. With a whole bunch of not new stuff, but
yeah. America.
Jeff, say goodnight.
America.
We're America.
We'll have more America.
No, we'll have less America.
Either way, it's still America.